Remember when I was back in college at Mankato State, one of the things they do, most of you probably know, but some of you may not, is at a secular college, because they don't have a chapel on campus, they usually have what they call a Newman Center for Catholics, which is just off the campus property, usually adjacent to it. The Lutherans have their own center, the Methodists have their own center, stuff like that, a place where students of various Christian traditions can go to pray. Of course, as college students, we're very busy, but for those who take their faith seriously and want God in their lives, we would go down there once or twice a week, maybe for daily mass, maybe it was for a scripture study, and there would be a group of us that would gather, and it was great because we kept that grace alive in our heart, and God would help us get through those busy weeks. I remember one year I joined a Bible study at my Newman Center there at Mankato, and we would gather on, I believe it was Wednesday nights, to just pick a passage or chapter from a gospel and read it and reflect on it and meditate on it, share it with one another and see if we could apply it to our life somehow. That's what we should all be doing at periodically. But one of the problems that we encountered as we were doing this, especially as we were reading the Gospel of Mark, it was we'd run into these healing stories like today, and at the end of this wonderful, beautiful healing where this person was made whole, Jesus would say, "Don't tell anyone about it. Keep it a secret. Keep it quiet." And that always struck us as very odd, because we'd think this would be something that you would want to promote. It's a good thing, a wonderful thing. So it really stumped us. We went back and forth trying to figure this out. And eventually I thought to myself, you know, if I'm going to be a priest someday, I probably should have an answer to this, because I might get asked about this someday. And so I did. We brought in our priest from the Newman Center, and he talked to us, gave us some ideas. And my own research from scripture scholars, there actually is an answer when we hear this come up from the Gospels. Why would Jesus sometimes tell those he healed not to tell anyone about it? Well, Jesus wanted people really to focus on his message. And the message was, of course, to love God above all things and to love our neighbor as ourselves, to repent, to believe in the gospel, to believe in Jesus as the Son of God. That really was the essence of Jesus' message. And he didn't want people to get caught up in just the excitement that the healings would often generate. And thus his experience was that when people got too caught up in the excitement of the miracles, which they always did, they would mob him. And it became impossible, as the gospel says in another place, for him to enter into a town openly, to gather the people calmly and to have them sit down and to teach them the reason why he came and what he wanted them and us to do. And lastly, he wanted his followers too, I think, to see his miracles in light of his death and resurrection, which had at that time not taken place yet, so they could have a more complete understanding of God's loving plan of salvation, so they could see the whole picture and how it all works together as we do today. So those are some of the reasons for what they call the messianic secret in Scripture. But we know that Jesus had that love, and when someone had that faith and they wanted that healing in their lives, Jesus would make no exceptions, and he would heal them. And so we see that as a sign of God's love and towards the healing and wholeness that we'll all have one day in the heavenly kingdom. You know, we can all relate a little bit, I think, to the suffering of the deaf man who had a speech impediment, even if we're not deaf or if we don't have a speech impediment ourselves. All we have to do is think back to the last time that maybe you had a really bad sore throat or maybe even a strep throat and how hard it was for you to talk or to communicate. It was probably a very frustrating experience. I remember when I was a child, like most kids, we had this experience once or twice a year. And even as adults, you get that illness maybe once or twice here and there. I also loved to swim as a child, but one of the problems that would often occur was that I would get water in my ear. which would inevitably turn into an ear infection. So for several weeks, as I was doing the eardrop thing as a boy, I could not hear very well, which was also extremely frustrating to me. So maybe you've had some of those experiences too in your life, and you can relate a little bit. We all know from these experiences, of course, of the temporary loss of hearing or speech at certain points because of illness, that we can have a hard time communicating when we're sick like that. And thus we become isolated, in a sense, from our family, our community, in these situations because no one can hear or really understand us. And neither can we hear or understand others well. The deaf man in our gospel today was no different. Sadly, he became isolated too from his community because of his condition. But he also, thank God, had family and friends who loved him. And so they brought him to Jesus with their faith that Jesus could do something to help him. Of course, we see that Jesus does reward their faith by healing this man, saying to his ears and mouth, "Be opened," and they were. For those who come to church and pray every day, Jesus works that same miracle in a sense for us, opening the spiritual ears of our hearts so that we can hear and understand his message and his will for us in our daily lives. And we can also see, too, that the opposite has to be true. That is, if we let our daily prayer slide, or if we stop coming to Mass, thus isolating ourselves from our community of faith and from God's assistance, then we'll automatically return to a state of spiritual deafness or blindness that will leave us feeling frustrated and unfulfilled in our life. And so the simple message today that Jesus gives us is really an encouraging one. Stay close to him. Stay close to him in prayer and through the Eucharist, and then we will receive the direction, the peace, and even the healing according to God's will and what is best for us. And so we pray today that as this man's speech impediment was lifted, and he was then able to speak and communicate with others, so we too would pray that we would respond to the call to use our own speech along with our actions to spread the loving mercy and hope that comes from God to others in our lives.